The wake up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Monday. It is the Morning Sickness. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. Brady Bogan in the bunker once again. We got Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo ready to go for another great week, at least short week, 4th of July. Hot, but creeping through this summer of weirdness as we're all masked up and ready to go. About had it with trying to figure out a mask that makes it so I don't breathe out my mouth. I just finally found one that makes it so I can calmly breathe through my nose because I got tired of the mask collecting the moisture and then the smell of my own deepest, darkest breath ever. After about 7 or 8 exhales through your own mouth, you get this slight, is that me? Am I that bad?
And then
yeah, what is that? What is that little thing there? Is that my breath? And then after a while, it's like, nope, that's my breath, and it's constant.
The greatest thing is people with glasses, because my wife wears glasses.
Hilarious.
And they just, she'll walk around. Can't even see out of them. It's hilarious.
It was a guy at the, it was an AMPM or Quick Trip or whatever that was standing there by the sodas, and I just heard, God damn it! And he just ripped his glasses off because he couldn't see anymore. He's trying to read something, and his glasses were fogging up. We had a scare. My reaction at my house Friday was not quality. Megan came home about 5. We're doing our temperature checks all the time because I love that thing. And she's running about 101. I'm like, that's strange.
That's high.
Yeah, a little high. Well, I just came in from outside. I'm like, yeah, you were at the, all right, okay. She hadn't left the house for 3 weeks, so we're trying to figure out, all right. So she popped it back on there again. About 20 minutes later, it's 100, and I'm like, oof, that's no good. You've been inside quite a while. Does another one a few minutes later, running about 100, and I'm like, all right, well, this house is impure. See ya. And I went over to a hotel, and I stayed there for the Friday night. I'm like, you're on your own. You're on your own. I'm not sharing a kitchen or anything with you.
You can just stay on the other side of the house.
Have you been in that in the last month?
Yes.
All right, I'm out. See ya. I'm going to...
Don't you send her to the hotel?
No way. She's the tainted. You can't send her out to public, for God's sake.
That's
sakes.
True.
Yeah, you send the clean.
Well, she could stay in the room.
Yeah, I was running 97s, and I'm like, I'm good. I'm out. And she just went back in there. But there she stays in the room. Then I got a server. Nope.
No.
I'm out.
You can DoorDash it.
No, I still got to bring it in there.
Room
Otherwise,
service.
She's got to come out. You know, not doing it. She's touched stuff. Gone. Gonzo. Worked out fine. She got tested again. Everything's negative. Just ran a little fever for a day. A little warm. But yeah, and then you start wondering.
What a mind game.
No, it is. It totally played. And you know what I was thinking the whole time? I can't bring this back to work. I'll kill people. If she's got it, she's got it on her own. I'm going to go clean myself and sterilize and sleep alone in a room that's full of bags. And boy, a hotel room is weird right now. The remote's in a bag. The light switches are all covered with tape. Like, they'd show, like, everything they've done has been cleaned and then covered up. It's weird.
So she didn't go anywhere? Like, she didn't go down to the Metro Center goodbye party?
No, she talked about that, though. That was pretty neat, wasn't it? I think a lot of us said goodbye to Metro Center about 20, 25 years ago when Metro Center started shooting
around.
Yeah. Remember when we used to go down there and it was like, hey, nice mall. And then a few years later, it was like, this mall shoots at me every time I'm here. Step over that. What is that? Oh, I think that's a victim. I think that's a victim in the middle of the Claire's. That mall got scary. And it was bad. Like everybody who had bad intentions seemed to want to cruise that mall. So it stopped
everybody
me cool.
Apparently had good memories, though.
Yeah.
I saw it all over the place.
Evidently. And cops were doing donuts in the parking lot. I don't know if you saw that video. That was kind of neat. Yeah, they had all these all these people hanging around down at the Metro Center, like, buy Metro Center mall. We haven't shopped that in years, and that's why it's going out of business. And then cops are down there going, yeah, this is pretty cool. And watch this. And then a police cruiser starts doing donuts. And I'm like, whoa, that is something I would like to go see someday. That is kind of a
neat
thing.
They don't care anymore.
But I'm not going, what do we care? They're celebrating. They don't have to go to Metro Center anymore.
That's true.
And, you know, put up all that yellow tape. Does this mean Castles and Coasters is over?
Probably.
Does it? Like, is that affiliated to the mall itself? I know it's on their property.
It might not. It might be a separate deal.
Or they get bigger.
Or, they just make the mall a ride. I don't know.
That'd be cool. You put the coaster right through all the old stores.
Shoot it right through Claire's and the shoe store Foot Locker, Lady Foot Locker. That's still a thing. But, yeah, it was so Metro Center is no more. All gone. Part of COVID-19.
The largest paintball arena in the West.
I don't know what it's going to turn into. Probably like a school. They should just make all the old malls schools and just let all the schools be in one spot that way because everybody can do everything online now. Anyway, we just learned that. Your kids don't need to go to a school. So you just turn Metro Center. Every place is a school classroom.
They kind of did it with the Galleria in Scottsdale.
Yeah, they turned it into Le Cordon Bleu and a call center. Yeah. But that thing was a goof from the beginning. Nobody knew what to do with that after they screwed that thing up.
Could always use another Amazon warehouse.
Always. And that's going to be, that's our future.
Welcome. Welcome.
All good for that. Because that means just more stuff, faster to me, less places to go.
This one day thing is just
I've had
sweet.
Things delivered the same day.
It's amazing.
I can't grasp it.
Random stuff that you wouldn't imagine would be so easy to get to you.
I'm going to tell you exactly what just showed up to my house, and hopefully the person on the receiving end of this gift doesn't hear. But I have an autographed picture of Marty Feldman from Young Frankenstein that showed up in a day.
What?
Yeah. I have. It's a great picture. It's an amazing photo of Marty Feldman.
Eyes are popping.
Oh, they're full pop.
You would just think that would take a few days.
Months, I would assume. This is going to be tough to wrangle up. Nope. They had it to me in less than about 18 hours after I hit, you know, add to cart and then did the proper, stuff on the thing. There's Marty Feldman's beautiful face on my doorstep, like at 5 o'clock the next afternoon. And I did that at like 9 the night before. I'm like, how in the world did Marty Feldman's face get here so quickly? And it's
amazing.
Because of Amazon.
And my Zeus statue came in one day. I was like, I didn't think there would be Zeus statues laying around or people clamoring for this.
With the COVID-19, you'd think that there'd be a delay in delivery of Zeus and Marty Feldman. But no, Zeus and Marty Feldman, they showed up right away. And it was crazy because I ordered it like that Thursday. And then right before I left my house because it was diseased, I looked on the porch as I was leaving. I'm like, hey, what's this? I'm like, they can't possibly. This has got to be. It is. It's Marty Feldman's face.
Give Bezos all the money.
I totally agree.
People can have it all.
He's a billionaire. I'm like, you know why? He's going to be a trillionaire. He's got the greatest idea of all time. A greatest idea of all time. And you go ahead and bitch on your phone that you order from Amazon through about how awful it is that he's that rich. And I'll sit back and say, that guy deserves all of it. What an invention this thing is. Yeah, so turn Metro Center into a gigantic Marty Feldman art warehouse of things that can get to my house in less than 24 hours. Couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. Meanwhile, I have another, it's a TRX thing for your studs so you can hang a heavy bag or something. I got another one coming. It's on delay for 3 weeks. Like Marty Feldman's face showed up in 18 hours. How are you guys? And all you do is make these TRX, I don't even know what
to do. Would you order it direct from the company or something?
I don't know where. I just saw it online. I'm like, this is what I need right here. And so TRX, but that's all they make is the TRX, the bands and the thing that you clamp to your ceiling.
Must be in demand.
I guess. We only had like one. We didn't expect this rush. And I'm like, well,
I don't know. I've seen America. I don't know if there's
maybe they're not making that many. That's true. I watched my 600-pound life last night. And the best part about my 600-pound life last night was the dude was 730. Lost 138 pounds in a month and a half because he could. Like it was body.
He's still fat.
His body's like, thank you. Oh, he lost 400 pounds. He was still a lard ass. But the funny thing was is the people all around him are American fat, like big time. Like all the women were over 2 bills and all the dudes were 3-something. And they're the ones going, we got to help him out. He's not going to live. I'm like, no, you all need some sort of help. And his wife got progressively larger as he got smaller. And he's down around 300 now. By the end of the show, he was at 300, which is considerable, 430 pounds gone. And he's still mobile now. Well, he's moving. He doesn't have his oxygen anymore.
Did they get divorced at the end of the show? Because
he can get some good squish now. No, but she – and so he – the best part of the whole show was he goes, when I get down to 300 pounds, I'm going to propose to my beautiful wife. So they're at this beautiful like Italian restaurant at the end.
Olive Garden?
No, it was like they took her to a real place.
Oh, wow.
It was a nice spot. And they're sitting in there, and she's got a full butter cake covered in whipped cream, some type of syrup. And she is hammering the blob of whipped cream and strawberry. And you just hear him go, is that a strawberry? It's like, yeah. And she's just hitting this full butter cake for two. And he's sitting there doing nothing. He goes, and he's reading off his phone, like, you are the love of my life. I want you to be in my life for the rest of our all eternity. And they keep cutting back to her. And she's always chewing. Like, she didn't stop eating the butter cake the entire proposal. The whole proposal. She's like, just another bite. He's going to go on for a bit. And she's crushing butter cake while this guy's expressing how much you stood by me through all my trials and tribulations. And you are the one for. Will you put the goddamn spoon down, pig?
This isn't going to work out.
There's
no way.
Jesus Christ.
It's just butter cake and it's for two and you're not eating it. So I'm trying to keep it from you.
And then he kissed her. And that had to be the best tasting woman he's ever had in his life.
Butter.
Oh, I love you, butter cake.
Hey.
That's my new nickname for you, honey. But he dropped 400 pounds. And then the next lady, because the show comes on right, I'm like, oh, not another one I have to sit through because I can't not watch. This lady gets up, and she's 660 pounds. She's like in her 20s.
Jeez.
And she's like, I want to show everything to the camera. Takes off all her clothes. And so shows herself and how she's got a shower, and she's got one of those detachable shower heads. And they always, seems like every time I watch this show, they show her, they show one of them washing their butt or their stuff up front. And she lifts up this giant fold and goes, I got to get under here. It gets real chafed. And then I can't walk. I'm like, that's not why you can't walk. And then she goes right into the, and if I don't do this, the smell is like, okay, for a second there, I have to check out.
Why do you watch this stuff?
Because it's something I don't understand as human, so I have to just know. Like,
I'll come across it. I could stay for maybe 5 minutes at most. I gotta move on.
I taped it because it was on at 9 and it was till 11, so I only saw the first hour before I had to start, you know, washing my own balls. But I can see them at least. Man, it was brutal. And she would order she's like, I'm hungry. And her boyfriend would pull into the drive-thru and she's like, I'll just have the quarter pounder meal. I'm like, that's not so bad. And then she goes, and then 20 chicken nuggets. And I'm like, well, now we're pushing it a little bit. And a milkshake. I'm like, yeah, this is why. And then she gets home. She goes, I ate all that and I'm still hungry. We need pizza. And the dude orders 3 pizzas.
My God.
Because he never says no to her. And she piled up and polished off
some
pie.
Somehow.
That's it.
The amount of money that they spend on food.
And her excuse was it's too expensive to eat healthy. And the doctor's like, you're spending like $1,000 a week on food. How much cheaper or more expensive can it be? She, well, that's probably true. She tried to tell the doctor all she does is snack on grapes. And he goes, you're a liar. You're lying. You may work for your family. It doesn't work. You're not eating just grapes.
It is weird. We've been buying organic chicken lately.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's been going on with the chicken, but it's getting all fat and disgusting, like the regular stuff. Oh, and you buy the organic chicken, and it was great. And it was like, but it's 3 times the amount
pricey.
Of the regular stuff. So I think the farmers are just like, screw it. Well, it's organic, and they get the they make it better for you.
They pay for the fake wood floors. We've talked about this a million times. The organic aisle is wood floors and natural this and that, but it's all just Safeway still or wherever. And then
but you could taste the difference.
Oh, sure.
I thought it was all garbage, but they've got themselves a little way of making more money.
Spend a little extra on any of it, organic or otherwise. You get the more expensive one, it's better.
It was so much better.
Yeah, because you get cheap meat, it's cheap meat.
Exactly.
The stuff that costs more usually does taste better. There is a noticeable difference.
It's that rubber chicken. Yeah. It's like, ugh.
Wedding chicken.
Yeah.
It's the stuff that they buy in bulk and mass and then stuff it on a plate because it can look the part, but it doesn't taste good at all. Yeah. There's a lot going on. And then, of course, the football season. The Cardinals had their weekend not go so great. One of their free agent wide receivers decided to take his brand new Camaro into Lake Erie for a spin. Drunk. That was hilarious. I'm just going to throw this up into the bay and oops. And then, of course, he's drunk, so he's not going to make the team anyway.
Who is this dude?
He was just a rookie.
From Youngstown State.
Yeah, because I saw the name, undrafted. And I'm like, I don't know who this guy. He wasn't going to be on the team anyway.
Maybe. I don't know. It's the Cardinals. They could have used somebody. But, yeah, so he already had a really nice new Camaro. So
you basically,
he had some cash.
When you come across that story, because it says, you know, the headline, Cardinal wide receiver, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then so if it's not Larry Fitzgerald or Christian Kirk. I'm like, all right.
It's like it doesn't really matter. They'll replace this guy. And then, of course, the Cardinals franchise suffered a little hit because they're one of the first coach they hired here in Arizona after they fired Gene Stallings. I'm pretty sure it was Joe Bugle. They had Hank Coleman there filling in for a little bit. But then Joe Bugle came. He passed away this weekend. You start to realize how long ago it was that Joe Bugle ran the Cardinals. It was like 30 years ago. And then he was, he was a great offensive line coach with the Redskins and not so great a head coach with the Cardinals. And then again, later with the Raiders, he was just not the guy.
It's kind of a trend, right?
Yeah.
Great assistant coach.
He was
bad
a
head coach.
Great assistant coach. But yeah, as a head coach, he was not the answer. But he passed. He was 80 years old, for God's sakes. And I always thought Joe Bugle was probably pushing 80 30 years ago. He didn't look.
He always looked old.
He always was an old man. When I was a kid, he was an old man. And when I'm an adult, he's an old man. He's always been really, really old. But Bugs passed away.
To be a coach.
Well, an assistant coach. That's
not a head coach.
That should say on his tombstone, born to be an assistant. Because as a head coach, he wasn't very good. But that doesn't mean, you can't say so as a guy's done. And then, of course, the Patriots made their move.
Oh, God, here we go.
Cam Newton quickly makes everybody go, well, You know, if Belichick can do anything with this, they're back on top of that division again. Because
pennies on the dollar,
yeah,
right?
You got him for dirt. He's a former MVP with something to prove. If his injuries don't bother him, and in the proper system, I tell you, they just all of a sudden became, I think, the team to knock off in the AFC East again because, you know, the other teams aren't proven. The Dolphins are, like, exciting because they're young and they got all these, but I don't know what they've got.
Well, the
Bills?
That, the unknown, well, it's more of a known factor is the difference is when adversity happens to Kamikam, he kind of shuts down.
But will Bill know how to make him emotionless? Because that's been Cammy's problem. He's too emotional. He's sad. He's happy. He's bipolar quarterback. So now that he's in New England, he'll just have a
coach. He did a number on some of those receivers. I'd never – Chad Ochocinco, like, turned into a different person.
Yeah, absolutely. Randy Moss. Well, Randy Moss always got a bad rap as being – he was never a bad guy.
He was a good teammate.
Yeah, he was always a great – like, everybody always said that about Randy Moss, and I think it was just because he was brash on the field. He'd kick your ass and let you know it, but
– yeah, the reputation.
Yeah, he was never a troublemaker. Randy Moss was always really the guy. I mean, he threw a little fit in Minnesota for a while because he wanted out because they were screwing everything up, but so did everybody else. So, yeah, I you know – To make Cam Newton emotionless, that's
that
really all
impressive.
He needs. That would be amazing, and that makes it so that team's ready. And I got news last week that my team's got no chance at all this year.
Some of them got the COVID, right?
Well, yeah, a lot of teams got the COVID. So that's not the reason why. It's because Ben Roethlisberger announced that he no longer watches porn or drinks anymore. And when we're done, it's you know you got that's the reason he won Super Bowls is because he was kind of
it's not metal music, John.
No, yeah, it is. No, it is. It's the same thing. When you are a fan of pornography. And drinking and having a good time, and you take that away, you become Philip Rivers. And Philip Rivers is a guy who can win, but he's not going to win everything because he's always too much like, well, you know, there's bigger things in the world. It's like, oh, okay, well, no, there's not. There's just football, and that's all you really need to worry about. But now he's, you know, his wife ruined him. He's ruined him. Took away all the things he loves, which is whoring around, drinking, and jerking off like crazy. Now, when you go public with how you don't jerk off anymore to porn, you've completely lost your edge. You have no more push. The Steelers can't win with Ben Roethlisberger anymore. He's got to get back. You got to get him jerking off and drinking again in order to have a chance. Never, ever, ever has a football player who's like, I'm pure as the driven snow, won anything.
Russell
good.
Wilson?
Lies. You can't date Sierra and tell me that he wasn't at least beaten off.
He was a virgin, man.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Don't believe it. No possible way. But yeah. You can lie about it. Maybe Ben's doing that. That'd be nice. I hope that's a lie. I hope it's all lying and he drinks himself to sleep and he jerks off to porn first thing in the morning every day. But you can't do that and not have an edge. So my team's toast as it is. It could go 11-5 again and then Ben will just like shake hands with the team that beats him because he just loves everybody now. He needs to beat off. It's an essential part of living. And that just tells me his wife told him, stop watching porn. Because there's no reason for a man to stop watching porn. There's none. Once you start, there's no reason to go, I have to stop this completely 100%. The only reason why is because your wife's going to take half your stuff if you don't.
How does that get brought up even?
I don't know. And that's the other thing. In order to go public with it, your wife had to go,
and you let everybody else know what you're doing.
Okay.
Or else you lose half.
I'm like, well, is Jim Gray there? Yeah, it's Jim Gray. Hey, it's Ben Ross, bro. I want to tell you about how I don't beat off anymore on the news. Why? My wife's going to take half if I don't.
It's going to be a great season because of it.
Is this what you want? Kimmy Granger and some other girl riding some gigantic wang?
Kinda.
No, I want half.
All right, I'll stop watching it.
You tell
maybe
NBC.
Maybe he did something.
He jerks off and made her mad.
Could have been worse.
And now he's got to talk about not drinking because he was probably drunk and throwing up all over the duvet and beating off all over the house and...
She's going to take half his money.
Ruined it.
Now he's straight up.
Yeah, now he can't focus on football. He's got this shrew over his shoulder constantly telling him to keep his dick out of his hands and don't you put that bottle. The things I enjoy the most are taken away. And I don't know. You can't. He's got no edge. He's defeated. His wife beat him. You can't go in there defeated. So he's done. Unfortunately, that's the end of that. I'll still watch because, you know, watch anything, but. Man, oh man, that was disappointing.
You don't believe it's making him a better man?
No, Brady, I don't. I think he won. He won two Super Bowls and went to one other as the guy who beat off and drank a lot with his teammates. Maybe not both
well,
things. But,
I don't know.
There's
about
a pause
that.
In the middle of that.
Yeah,
poorly worded sentence. But you know, he went to drink with his teammates and then went home and beat off to porn. Now he's not allowed to do either. When you're not allowed to do things because of your wife that you enjoy doing, Look at Tiger Woods. They took all of his fun stuff away, and the guy couldn't win anything for a decade.
Maybe that's been Trubisky's problem. He's not beaten off enough.
Well, it's a game changer, really.
Is it?
Yeah. Because you're relaxed. You don't have to worry all the time.
I'll send the Bears an email.
Yeah. Does Trubisky have some girl that says you can't watch porn, makes him all nervous all the time, that he's going to get caught doing stuff that's just normal?
He looks a little fidgety out there in the field. What's going on?
He's making poor decisions because all he's thinking about is, God damn it, does she know? Does she know? Is she going through my history? During the game, he's probably thinking, she's going through my iPad history right now. She's going to find it. She's going to know I like Rob Blacked.
Clearly, he's not releasing enough.
Yeah, he's not.
Eric O'Connell.
It's true. Some lady ruining your life saying no porn for you. Every time you're not around, you're like, oh, she's going through my history. Because any girl that says no porn for you will go through your history regularly.
Especially right now when we're all locked up in our houses. You need it.
Beating off like crazy. I don't think I have a shirt left that hasn't been a pad for me. A hygienic drop off. I don't have one shirt. The one I'm wearing right now has caught a couple.
What?
Sure. Go through the wash. But, I don't put it right back on. It just becomes what it is, and then it goes into the laundry.
It's starch.
Yeah. And then, hopefully the good folks at Tide take care of whatever it needs to take care of. It's constant. There's nothing else to do.
Is that what all those white stains are on that shirt? I thought it was just a design.
Oh, no, that's the design. Let me see if there's anything on here. You can't really make it out.
Yeah.
Usually it's right through here. It might be. An outline.
Might be a little stain there.
That's because I know where it is. So I think my eyes can show me. Otherwise, I just tell people it's deodorant. All over the front and chest, I'm very sloppy when I put my shirt on.
So when you have, when you put chlorine in your pool, you go out there and if you wipe your hands on your shirt or something, you get thrown in the laundry, it leaves these little stain marks.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that on shirts?
I have my shirt off in the pool most of the time.
No, you're just putting chlorine in.
Oh, I see.
Like, I wasn't swimming, so I've been, and I'm like, what's going on with my shirts? Like, I have, and it looks like these.
Yeah, you've been staining it.
These sea stains all over the place. And then I figured out, I see, it's the chlorine.
That's what you're telling her. Smart. Good move. Hey, look. Some of us have to hide it, and some of us just go, yeah, that's exactly what you think it is.
How often do you do that?
Do you want to talk? A lot. You can't keep up. I'll tell you that right now. You don't want to know how often I do this, because if you're saying that you can replace that, you're not going to walk right.
I don't hit any of my shirts. I use other materials.
Do you? Shirt, gut, doesn't matter. It's not on the couch.
Whatever's in front of you.
Keep it off the couch. Keep it off the furniture. That's the rule, you know?
Yeah, I don't think you want to shoot into the furniture.
No. I don't have a landing pad on the furniture. I don't turn around and do anything. It's, I am my own receptacle, I guess.
I used a terrible towel for a long time.
Did you?
Yeah.
I've cleaned up with a terrible towel before.
You probably got a few laying around.
Got 1,000 of them.
Soto Mojo towel for me.
Soto Mojo?
What?
That's a Mariners thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What?
Mariners.
Soto
towel.
Mojo towel?
Yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't think we're allowed to say that anymore. I think that's
can't say
some
that?
Sort of,
is
I think
that
that's
appropriation?
Against the Asians. Yeah. I think only Asians can jack into a Soto Mojo towel.
Soto Mojo.
Soto is the district south of downtown where the stadiums are.
Oh.
Soto.
So you get a little Soto Mojo. It's a localized thing.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Was this when the Mariners were good?
Yeah.
Back in the day when they had Soto Mojo?
Yeah. So 20 years ago, Eric. Thanks for bringing that up again.
Oh, that thing's got holes in it. Like, it's been burned by acid. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't care about any of that stuff. But once your wife says you're not allowed to do this, all he's going to do is get under center and go, is this too far? Is touching Marquise Pouncey's butthole too much for this woman? She's going to check my history. You can't take that kind of stuff away from an elite athlete. You can't do it. It's terrible. So the Steelers will be 11-5 and lose in the first round. Count on it. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? A good one. 585-9800, a good one to start off this glorious Monday. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Big, red, badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98 KUPD.